My apologies to Bill Paxton, who played Chet Donnelly in Weird Science back in the mid-80s. Again, the youngest person you know that is named Chet. I'm waiting. You can actually call us on the Share Omaha's Do Good Week Zone hotline, 402-951-1620. Welcome back in, 1208 on this Tuesday. We have to pause here for a moment. We don't usually like sing happy birthday unless it's either one of us or one of our coworkers. But I think we need to acknowledge the king's birthday today. Are you ready for this?
No, I'm not.
Steve Spurrier is celebrating his birthday today. Steve Spurrier is 76 years old. Your age is only a number, is what the king would call you, the head ball coach, who, it's too bad he was not located in the Big 8 or the Big 12, so we could get some of these zingers and have fun with him. Our only interaction with Steve Spurrier was a beatdown in Tempe, Arizona, a glorious beatdown of Florida to win the 95 national championship game. But I think we have to recognize in this day and age of college coaches, who some say, I don't know if my coach is willing to be himself. Now, Spurrier was on a different level in terms of the zingers and just being on, like, just being himself. Some coaches, they go with zingers, but, like, Spurrier broke the mold. I mean, he didn't care. He was going to be whoever he wanted to be. Just think of some of these liners, because he's the king to me. I mean, he also, look at his impact on college football. Not only did he, you know, become really successful, fail in the NFL, coach in the USFL. He, you know, the passing game. He was the one that dubbed the swamp. You know what Florida FSU stands for, don't you? Free Shoes University. You can't spell Citrus Bowl without UT. You can have good ball players and still not win football games. All you LSU fans know that. Peyton Manning came back to Tennessee for his senior year because he wanted to be the first three-time MVP of the Citrus Bowl. After his struggles with Washington, he said, there are no Vanderbilts in the NFL. He also drubbed Bill Curry 65-0 in a game to open up a season. He went to his press conference in Gainesville on a Tuesday, and he stopped some reporter who was talking about you make the most improvement between week one and week two. And he said, who told you that, Bill Curry? One of the best zingers by Steve Spurrier, the head ball coach, who I think, even for these SEC schools that he went after, like hard, Steve Spurrier has become very likable. Very, very likable. I mean, hard to believe he's 76. So when he was at South Carolina, I mean, once he left Florida, it was kind of a weird path. But he ended up at, you know, went to South Carolina. In 2012, Georgia and South Carolina are locked into playing week two. Spurrier was asked in 2012 about the Georgia-South Carolina game being pushed back from a traditional week two slot to later in October. This is what he said, quote, I don't know. I sort of always like playing them the second game because you could always count on them having two or three key players suspended. Wow. He was fantastic. I mean, look at Duke to Florida to South Carolina. He was an original, but he was also somebody who he was willing to be himself. I mean, Steve Spurrier kind of broke the mold in a lot of aspects of being yourself. You know, up-and-coming coaches nowadays, they've got these bold styles. I think they got the innovative offense. They got everything figured out. And they're, you know, they don't They don't let them, they're almost stone-faced, and you don't get a good sense of their personality when they're in front of the cameras. And there's a lot more media, even post South Carolina when Spurrier was there, about a decade ago. But Spurrier was the king, man. I don't know if we'll ever have another Spurrier. Dan Mullen kind of is like that, but Mullen hasn't won enough. He takes some zingers at fellow SEC schools. But Steve Spurrier turned 76 today. Man, he's special. That would be somebody who extremely popular up here. You know, so Florida was super cocky going into that game in the Fiesta Bowl. Their media were really, really cocky. But wait till you see this Florida speed. I remember being on a media bus with some Florida media, and they were talking about how great Florida was. And we kind of looked at each other and said, have they not seen Nebraska play? And Spurrier got humbled pretty quick that night. But there was a time, it's been in the last 6 or 7 years. Spurrier came to visit. I think he was a guest of I-Corps. And he came up here for a game, and there were pictures circulating of him dressed in Nebraska gear, and people thought, oh, Steve Spurrier is going to be the next head coach at Nebraska. His name was mentioned once in a while for some openings, if you could convince Steve Spurrier to move to Nebraska. You guys seen what it's like here on the 19th of April? It snows in Nebraska.
Yeah.
He ain't going to be able to hold spring practice and then go golf. But happy birthday to the king that turned 76 years old. All right, when we come back, so we're going to have a little fun here. The European Soccer League, best way to describe it, correct?
Yeah.
Here's the thing about soccer, and I try and follow. I know that extremely passionate, but there's a lot of things that European soccer and college football fans share in common. They really do. I mean, it's wild.
It is wild.
The event is wild. The passion for it is wild. The sports talk shows are wild when it comes to talking about your favorite team. Well, they are going to do a Super League. They are taking the top 15 teams. Not the best 15, but the top 15 when it comes to the biggest brands, mm-hmm. the money. It will never, and I'm pretty certain in saying at 15, it'll never happen around here. I just don't think the media licensing deals will allow 15 to happen. Now, certainly, 65 could break away. But in terms of just getting 15, is it going to be worth your while to leave the Big Ten or the SEC to go to something like this? Maybe, maybe. But who would be in the top 15 if you created a college football super league? We're talking about not necessarily the most successful. You have to be successful, wealthy, successful, and a brand. A biggest brand in college football with traditions and regional flavor. Top 15 schools. Do you think that Nebraska would be in the Super League of college football? We'll discuss when you return. It's the Gary Sharp Show with George on 1620 The Zone.